welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. We begin our Advent and Christmas series, Calm and Bright, as the Reverend Fabian Vert speaks on Riding the Storm. Our readings are taken from Psalm 25, verses 1 to 10, and Luke 21, verses 25 to 36. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
Please be seated. Joe, thank you.
Our first reading this morning is from Psalm chapter 25. In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Luke chapter 21, verses 25 to 36. And I'm actually reading it from the New Living Translation. There will be strange events in the skies, signs in the sun, moon, and stars. And down here on earth, the nations will be in turmoil, perplexed by the roaring seas and the strange tides. The courage of many people will falter because of the fearful fate they see coming upon the earth. Because the stability of the very heavens will be broken up. Then everyone will see the Son of Man arrive on the clouds with power and great glory. So when all these things begin to happen, stand straight and look up, for your salvation is near. Then he gave them this illustration. Notice the fig tree or any other tree. When the leaves come out, you know without being told that summer is near. Just so, when you see the events I've described taking place, you can be sure that the kingdom of God is near. I assure you, this generation will not pass from the scene until all these events have taken place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will remain forever. Watch out. Don't let me find you living in careless ease and drunkenness and filled with the worries of this life. Don't let that day catch you unaware as in a trap. For that day will come upon everyone living on the earth. Keep a constant watch and pray that, if possible, you may escape these horrors and stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasant before you. Amen. There we go. So this is the theme for the Advent around the churches in the Church of England this coming 4 Sundays. Calm and bright. So take a moment and close your eyes if you wish, and drift into the perfect place, whether it's somewhere you've visited before or a dream destination you would love to experience. Picture the ideal time in your life that comes to mind when you hear the words calm and bright. Is it a beach, with the golden sand stretching endlessly and the sea is pure and inviting, a little bit like this one? Picture yourself resting on this soft recliner, a small table beside you, holding the perfect pina colada, or whatever drink you like. The scent of the oceans mingling with the gentle salt breeze. The sky is flawless blue. The sun radiates warmth without overwhelming, and a cool, refreshing breeze whispers across your skin. Everything feels just bright, not just in the light of the day, but in the carefree spirit that fills the air. And there is no worry of finances or burdens, for this is a vacation where all is taken care of. Or perhaps your place of calmness is nestled in the mountains. After a peaceful trek, you've arrived at your 5-star chalet. There we go, you're still alive. You're dreaming, that's why. You see that chalet. It's perched high above with a breathtaking view of the Mont Blanc, or whatever mountains you like. You lounge on the balcony, a glass of wine in hand, the promise of a soothing back and neck massage to come, followed by a plunge into a bubbling hot jacuzzi. Yes, that's how I feel also. This place, this moment, calm, bright, and entirely yours. And then when you follow the Church of England lectionary reading, you end up with the reading we just had. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars on the earth. Nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint with terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. These words picture a world in turmoil, where all seems shaken and uncertain, very far from the title calm and bright. So what are these words, calm and bright, mean when the suffering, the pain, the darkness of our world feels like it's going to overwhelm us? Well, the truth is that any life, yours and mine included, will go through quite a few storms. There are the natural storms, like the late storm Bert, and its devastating effects for many. But of course, there are many other storms, the ones that stir our anxiety and shape our worries, conflicts and wars, global warming, poverty, maybe the financial instabilities and uncertainties of your own life. And that's the storms that are closer, more personal. Those unexpected trials, those overwhelming pressures that can seem to be so heavy, maybe too heavy to bear. And at times, storms even rage within us. The storms of the mind, with our doubts and fears and inner turmoil that steal away our sense of hope and joy and peace. And in the midst of all those storms, we often wish just for calm. We If I could just reach that perfect beach or that perfect chalet on the mountain. And so we pray for the winds to die down, for the waves to subside, hoping for a storm-free life. Well, today I'm going to concentrate on that first word of calm and bright, of the word calm. Finding calmness in the midst of the storms we face doesn't mean we deny, we minimize, or we even ignore those storms, but it means discovering the one who is with us in the storms. And here is a simple truth. Calmness that truly endures is not found in the absence of storms, but it comes from the one we trust, we learn to trust, we discover in the storm. And this is all about Jesus. So you might be familiar with an account of Jesus and his disciples crossing a lake in a boat and getting into trouble because of a storm. I'm going to go through the story, so if you don't know it, that's fine too. But we can easily miss the central point for those of us who know that story sometimes by heart. Because you see, the account starts with this very important saying of Jesus at the very start. He says this, "Let us go over to the other side." And that's very important to remember. Let us go over to the other side. And then what happens? Well, they board the boat with Jesus, and then they begin their journey across the expansive lake. It's so big that it's even called the Sea of Galilee. And it's also very famous for a kind of powerful westerly wind that can bring a reality to that place, a potentially life-threatening ordeal to any fisherman, especially in those days where boats were much smaller and much more precarious. And that's exactly what happens in that story. A furious windstorm come up, and then waves start breaking over the boat. And this is one of the representation. And it's nearly swamped the whole boat. Water start coming in. And while this is happening, Jesus was asleep. Jesus was sleeping in the boat. Could say like, not today Arabella, but sleeping like a baby. So the disciples go to him and wake him up and said, I'm pretty sure they shouted, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Now, when we are in the middle of a life storm, is that not our first reaction? Jesus, God, don't you care? I'm drowning here. Where are you? Wake up, do something. But Jesus get up. He gets up, he rebukes the wind, and he says to the wave, "Quiet, be still." And the wind dies down, and it's completely calm. And then he turns to his disciples, to his followers, with this question, why are you, and again, the word's importance here, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? So remember, calmness that truly endures is not found in the absence of storm. It comes from the one we find, we trust in the storm, Jesus. And so there is much to unpack in that story, but I'm going to focus on that, what Jesus said at the very start. Let us go over to the other side. In other words, Jesus said, get in the boat, I'm going to the other side, and I'm taking you with me. Now, from that moment, if we go back to that, from that moment, no storm, no chaos, no fear could have altered the outcome of what Jesus had said. Why? Because Jesus said they were going to the other side. And when Jesus speaks, his words are not just wishes or plans. They are unshakable reality. What he says happens. So whatever happens in between the waves, the wind, the fear, it cannot override the certainty of his promise. We are going to get to the other side. So the real issue for the disciples was not their fears or their decision to wake Jesus, because, well, their faith wasn't irrational. They were experienced sailors. They understood the lethal danger of the storm in that particular sea. They were afraid for a good reason. And neither Jesus rebukes them for waking him up. He doesn't say, "Oh, why do you disturb me?" Bringing our fears to Jesus is never the problem. No, the real problem is what they said. "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" By saying that, it reveals something much deeper going on in the life and the heart of the disciples, and most probably in the heart and the lives of all of us. They had forgotten or failed to trust Jesus' initial promise, "Let us go to the other side." Because this is the truth. When Jesus says something, his words carry authority and certainty. Jesus knew he would get there so he could sleep. Whatever would happen around him was not the issue. So the challenge for us and for me is, do I live fully in the light of his words, trusting his promises? When Jesus says, "We are going to the other side," no storm, no matter how fierce, can alter that destination. And then, just to prove his point, Jesus stands up, speaks to the storm, three words, "Quiet, be still," and the storm subsides instantly. His words happens. So let me ask those two questions, and maybe take a pause to reflect on that, to maybe allow you a promise or a word that you have received in the past to come back to the surface. What are the words Jesus has already spoken into your life? What are the promises that he has declared over you? Sometimes we're in the storm and we want God to intervene, and God gently says, "But I've already spoken words to you. I've already given you some promises. Hold firm. My words are true and sure and secure." Some of you have heard that our car broke down on our way to Bristol and it's completely dead. No way to resurrect the car, no. Not even for the vicar. Won't happen. Engine completely gone. So what do you do when you have pressures of finances, you know, in this time? When you have a need? Well, for me, maybe the words were, "Don't worry about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat. Look at the birds. They don't do much, and I feed them. Are you not more important than birds? You who give good gifts to your children, you know, as a father, you won't give a snake if you ask for bread. So how much more your Father in heaven will give you good things, the things you need?" What are the promises that God has given you that might help you in your storm today? Maybe it's the words that says, "Nothing can separate us from God's love. Neither death, nor life, angels, nor demons, fears of today, worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell. God loves you and is with you." Maybe it's the words that says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." Maybe you will remember, maybe even you, if you don't go often to church, that's Psalm 23 of a reading we often hear in when we have funerals, which says, even in the darkest valley, we can say with confidence, I will not fear, for I know you are with me. So hold on to those facts, to what Jesus has already told you, or to maybe something you hear this morning that brings hope, strength. The Bible never promises a life free of challenges, but it does promise the presence of a rescuer who is faithful, who will never leave you, never forsake you. It says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Oops. So calmness, true calmness, calmness that endures, is not found in the absence of storm, but it comes from the one you trust you find in the storm. The disciples had realized whatever Jesus says happens, even the calming of a natural storm. Often Jesus will not remove the storms for sometimes and sometimes for a long time, because it's not about the storm in the first place. It's really about learning to trust his presence, his authority, his goodness, his sovereignty, that he is with you. And when you know that, fears, they might still be there, but they take backstage. His presence has the power to bring a peace that surpasses all understanding, even in the midst of our storms. And so in our reading, we hear about staying watchful, standing up, lifting our eyes. And we do that when we immerse ourselves with Scripture. If you want to know the promises of God and Jesus, you need to immerse yourself in Scripture. Read things like, your word is a lamp unto my feet, it's a light unto my path. And pray, speak to God. Turn your worries and your fears into prayers. Passage says, in every situation, by prayer and request, with thanksgiving, present all your requests to God. And the peace of God, which just transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Jesus Christ. So hold on to his voice, to his words, to his promises, because they will carry you through the storms of life. God is not far. If you invited God into your life, Jesus into your life, he is in the boat with you. You are not alone. He will guide you. So keep going. Keep trusting. The storm may test your endurance, but Jesus will fuel your determination. So remember, true calmness doesn't come from the absence of storms, but it comes from the presence of the one we trust, Jesus. And that's what this psalm says. In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that when you say a word, it will happen. Remind us the words, the promises you've spoken during this week as we take time to remember. And Lord, thank you that it's never too late to open the door of our hearts, to allow you to come into the boat of our life and to experience you as the one who calms our storms. Thank you for your presence today, and be with us in the coming week. We ask in your name, Jesus. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening. And may God be with you today.